GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and this is the Newsmakers Hour. George broadcasting from his Florida studio. George, you're talking with Dan Velez of the Transportation Security Administration because TSA is looking for a few good men and a few good women.
Good morning, Dan. We have a little bit of information, but we need a lot more. How's it been going with you?
It's going great, George. Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Back in the golden days of flying, we showed up at the airport and we got there maybe a half hour before the flight went, put what we wanted on the airplane, and they served us a hot meal during the flight, and off we went. Those good old days are gone in the aftermath of 9/11, and TSA is one of the considerations every traveler has when they leave for the airport.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that people have to anticipate when they get to the airport, that there will be long lines. We're trying to make sure that everyone is getting through safely, so it can take a little bit of time, so we always ask that people get to the airport at least a couple of hours prior to your departure time. But airports, of course, through this COVID, this past year with COVID, they've been down about 66% as far as travel volume, but it's starting to pick back up. As a matter of fact, we just hit 7 days in a row of 1 million plus passengers that we're screening. So we can already see the anticipated season travel trend starting to kick up, and that's one of the reasons why we're hiring.
Well, that's good news. Anytime you're hiring, we'll talk about that. The TSA, or the Transportation Security Administration, has a recruitment drive in every state, I assume, as Maine is really gearing up. I flew in the last few weeks, and frankly, it was quite easy to get through TSA in the point of view of lines. But I can see as it picks back up, it takes people to do this.
Yeah, it definitely does. And as I mentioned, because of anticipated season travel trends in the months ahead, and of course with the progress of the COVID-19 vaccinations for the public, we're launching national recruiting efforts to get 6,000 TSA security officer positions. And of course, in Maine, we need officers at all six federalized airports in the state.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Let's go down through that. The TSA jobs include training, and you get sick leave and health care, and all of that pays pretty well. How does someone, forgetting what location we're talking about, how does someone even begin the process of becoming a TSA employee?
Well, it's pretty simple. There's a site called usajobs.gov, and if you go to that site, and up at the top, there's a place where you can type in keywords. If you just type in TSO for Transportation Security Officer, all of those jobs will pop up across the nation. And then you can even further filter it down by just typing in Maine. And then you'll see all of the different TSO positions that we have in Maine. They could also go to TSA.gov. and go to the media page, and they can click on, there's various news releases for TSO positions all across the country as well.
I think it's obvious that both male and female can apply, but what type of person are you really looking for? What's the age level? What's the educational level that you're looking for?
Yeah, so we're just looking for folks. They have to be a U.S. citizen. They have to be 18 years of age. You have to be able to pass a drug screening, medical evaluation, and a background investigation. But the cool thing is you don't really need security experience. You don't have to have that. If you have it, it's great, but you don't have to have security experience because we have a training program that's going to teach you all of the different things that we require if you become a transportation security officer.
When you take that initial step and you get into a career. Now, for a lot of people who don't understand, is this an actual federal position that you're taking? I know it's a quasi-federal agency, but are you a federal government employee if you're accepted?
Yes, you are. You do fall into the government pay ban system. There are multiple systems out there. I won't get into that because it's kind of boring. But yeah, the bottom line is you become a federal worker.
And what about full-time, part-time? Is it shift work? What's the overall aspect of this job?
So that's going to depend on the airports. We have part-time and full-time positions open throughout the country and, of course, open throughout Maine. Different at Bangor specifically, we have both full-time and part-time positions available. But some of the other, the smaller airports like Knox County and Hancock County, those have part-time positions that are available.
Well, I was going through the job offerings here, and we'll take them maybe one by one so people understand. Right at the top here in Bangor, the TSO is looking for a security officer with pretty good pay, $34,000. That seems to be a supervisory position. Is that it?
No, actually, that position is just a regular position, regular TSO officer. The supervisory positions pay a little bit more than that, and we actually have a supervisory transportation security officer position available at Bangor, and that starts at $50,000. But of course, you know, along with the salary, there are many benefits for folks. You get shift differential pay of 10% if you're working specific night shifts, 25% pay for Sunday shifts, paid vacation leave. You get to earn annual and sick leave separately. So you're earning just regular leave and sick leave at the same time, and they're accumulating. You get life insurance benefits, flexible spending accounts. You get the full federal benefit package, health, dental, vision insurance. So it's a lot more than just the hourly pay, even though the hourly pay is pretty good up there in Maine.
Yeah, I'm seeing pay starting from $16 an hour to about $18 an hour for the TSO employees. But they're not only in Bangor. We have a tendency sometimes to look at the big airport and say Bangor, but I noticed Presque Isle's got an opening, Augusta. You mentioned a number of airports. Portland, of course, is a big airport. Rockland has a lot of flights in and out, and even Bar Harbor. So it's not just Bangor.
No, we're looking for folks throughout the whole state of Maine. Maine is one of those states where we actually need folks in every single federalized airport throughout the state. So, Maine is a hot spot. We're looking, especially up in Presque Isle International Airport, we're looking for two folks to help out up there, and we're actually looking for females because, as you know, we have to have male and female TSOs for pat-down screening. So we're looking for two females up in Presque Isle International Airport, and then we also have two positions available at Hancock County Bar Harbor Airport as well.
So people who, you say, don't need security background, but They go through a training period, and I guess it's not like boot camp, but it's certainly learning all the rules.
Yeah, it definitely is. We teach folks how to act. Not really act, but sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I meant we teach folks how to operate various screening equipment. We have technology that's able to identify certain objects in baggage and cargo and on passengers themselves. So our folks go through training on how to identify those things with that different type of equipment that we have. We've installed a ton of new, what we call computed tomography X-ray machines. Those are brand new. We put over 300 throughout the country. So folks are learning how to use those. They're also learning how to perform searches and specifically with carry-on bags. And they're going to have to be able to lift items as well. So, yeah, there's definitely a little bit of a school. You're right. It's not really a boot camp, but it is training. And when you're done with that training and you get to your airport and you're ready to go, you are fully trained and become an asset right away to the TSA.
We're talking with Dan Velez from TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. and TSA trying to hire, seeking to hire, airport security screening officers around the state of Maine. And in this day and age, people are looking for employment. It takes a special person maybe to want to do this kind of work. Benefits, paid training and annual sick leave, et cetera, which he can explain to you more than I can. So you take that initial step. What is the biggest thing that officers, what's the reward other than financial that people who do this work get out of the job?
Sure. Well, one of the biggest things is you're protecting the country. You're protecting those passengers who are trying to get on their flight and go see their family, go to vacations, and they just want a safe ride. And, you know, since 9/11, we've been in place and we've prevented thousands upon thousands of guns and knives and all kinds of different weapons from getting on to an aircraft. So you have the satisfaction of knowing that you're going to work and you're protecting people. And it's tangible because when you do catch weapons of any kind, you know right away that that particular weapon did not get on that aircraft because of you.
All of us, when we fly, and most of us fly from time to time, want to go through the process. I think most of us understand why it's there. Can you give us a few tips of how to get through there faster? I know I registered for the frequent flyer thing, and as I get older, I don't have to do some of the things I used to, but a few tips on how to get through TSA fast.
Yeah, definitely one of the things you want to do is get there as early as possible and make sure that you're ready when you're going through with your carry-on bag. If you have a TSA pre-check, it is head and shoulders above being in the regular TSA line. TSA pre-check, you zoom right through, you can leave your jacket on, you don't have to take your laptop out of your bag and put it into a bin. It's TSA pre-check, you don't have to take your belt off or your shoes off. I mean, you get through the line like that. And so we are encouraging folks to sign up for TSA pre-check. We have a new campaign called Travel with Ease. And that's basically what it is. If you want to get through the security line quickly and with less hassle, you definitely want to have TSA pre-check. But even going through the regular line, you just want to make sure that you have your ID card out. You're ready to go, and then when you get on the line, you know, you're taking out your laptop, you're taking your jacket off and your shoes off, you're placing them in the bin, you know, just being prepared and ready to go. I know it's a lot harder for families, especially with kids. I've seen it at airports. It can be a little rough, not because of the line itself, but because having a family and having to look after a bunch of folks, it can be time-consuming, so you definitely want to just make sure that you're prepared.
Yeah, it's, I guess we used to call it a pain because we weren't used to it. Now that we're all used to it, I've gotten kind of to the point where when I travel, I know TSA is there. I know I'm going to have to go through it. Frankly, I went through Bangor quite fast the last time I traveled, a little bit longer in some of the major hubs, but it's necessary and it's something that we just have to get used to.
Yeah, it's definitely necessary for the reasons I mentioned earlier, just basically the safety of folks who are trying to get on an aircraft and get to their destination. We're not trying to slow people down. TSA wants to get folks through as fast as they can because they understand that if folks are going through that they're happier and they're on their way to their destination. So that's what we're trying to do, is try to get folks through as quickly as possible. And TSOs have done an amazing job throughout this pandemic. Even though traffic has been down, it is starting to kick back up, and at times it has gotten busy through certain holidays. And our TSOs, you know, they've had to wear masks this entire time and gloves, and they have to stand behind acrylic barriers that we've installed throughout the pandemic. So they've done an amazing job in adjusting to all the different added levels of safety that we've added.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.